wake up and laugh. The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show is on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Good morning there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Man, scary yesterday as Tiger Woods got into a pretty bad car accident. Apparently broke his leg, shattered his ankle. You know, when they were first reporting it, like, it was unknown to the extent of his injuries. Man, I had flashes of Kobe Bryant last year, and I was worried that, man, this is serious. It doesn't appear that his injuries are life-threatening, but the sheriff...
But they were serious.
Yeah, definitely serious. The sheriff described the scene.
At 7:12 in the morning, Lomita Sheriff Station received a call of a solo vehicle collision. We arrived on scene at 7:18 a.m. and discovered the solo vehicle collision, and the sole occupant was, again, Tiger Woods. Deputies, at the time, they did not see any evidence of impairment.
Yeah, that he wasn't, according to reports, you know, he wasn't under the influence of anything, but had to be removed with the jaws of life, so that's...
Well, they were now walking that back a lot. That was the initial report, but they were saying that they ended up just having to kick out the windshield and get him out, but they did have to extract him out of the car. But there was another TV show that was being shot at the hotel that he was staying in, and the director ended up, like, was arriving as Tiger was leaving and said that, you know, Tiger, I guess, had been blocked in for just a little bit, and then once he finally got out, he looked a little agitated, and it was, like, right around 7 o'clock, and he almost hit the director that was arriving. And so then, according to Golf Digest, he was on his way to a photo shoot at 7:30 that was at least an hour drive away. So he was already late.
He was rushing.
Yeah,
sure.
I think he was just rushing.
Man,
and
that
he
is
got
scary.
Into, and the area was known for collisions.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Man, well, so we've got his statement and you know, kind of more on that up at WDJX.com. But yeah, happy that he is alive, that is for sure.
Yeah, they said he was lucky. Looking at the wreckage, he was lucky to be alive.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And he was wearing a seatbelt, and they said that probably saved his
life. Saved his life, yep. Yep. All right, today, misconnections. Setting the bar stories. We have an update.
No.
We have an update from...
Wait a second, from Haley, from her meeting yesterday, 4 hours away?
I mean, this is a storyline that we have been following for... almost a week straight. I mean,
so just to catch up briefly, she was working remotely with a company, moved here from St. Louis in September. Boss didn't know, and now boss is all like, yay, we get to come back to the office. And she's all like, how do I tell my boss I don't live there anymore? And they were supposed to be an in-person meeting yesterday.
Yeah, so we'll give you that update next hour here on 99.7 DJX. So yeah, fun stuff here. Let's get the show going, all right? All right, let's get to it. Feel good stories. Kelly Kay.
Across the pond we go to the UK, where we meet a toddler named Isabel.
Isabel.
Yes, she is absolutely adorable. She might be putting some border collies out of work.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so this clip on TikTok's going viral. As of, like, yesterday, had over 142,000 views. So Daniel Willard said his two-year-old daughter loves animals, loves being outside. They've got a farm, right? And he had been showing her how to herd sheep on his farm. When she decided, you know what? I got this. So it's like a two-minute video where she's just bum-rushing this flock of sheep. While screaming, and they scatter.
Okay.
And then you can hear Daniel just like, all right, Isabel, that'll do. And there's just when you think that's pretty much what it is, they group up and shuffle single file into the enclosure, just like a scene straight out of Babe.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. And he's all like, she's putting them in the cage. It's working.
Hysterical.
Yeah. He just looks down at his dog and said, nope, we didn't do anything. She did all that.
That is funny.
Oh, it's hilarious. It's just really funny. So we'll tweet it out. It's one of those that you kind of have to see because she is adorable. And there are a lot of sheep. And she's just running around just screaming at him. And finally, they get it. They're like, all right, she wants us to go this way.
I guess this is what she wants us to do. All right.
Yes, it's kind of great.
Man, if you're needing some, like, put a smile on your face sort of content right now, you need to go over and hit follow on our Twitter page, at Ben and Kelly Show on 99.7 DJX. I know Kelly had just posted the video of the little girl, 2-year-old, who is herding sheep over in England, which is
adorable.
And she's
British. Yes. Yeah. It's so cute.
And then there's this video, and the only audio is of the Mission Impossible theme song. But it's a little girl, maybe she's 3 years old. She is literally scaling the front of a refrigerator to open a cabinet above it and get out a little baggie of cookies. Like she...
Listen, when you want the cookies and you're hangry, you're going to find a way.
I know.
Your toddler.
She's adorable. She only goes up to about the ice maker in the door, you know? But she uses the handles of the refrigerator. She puts her left foot up on the little ice maker cutout in the freezer, hoists herself up, scales up the refrigerator, and then opens up the cupboard up top and then grabs a little baggie and slides down. It is hysterical.
Does she know she's being watched?
I mean, 100%. I'm sure the parents like, show me again what you just did.
She is a ninja.
I've done that before where I'm like, show me how you did that, you know, to like my daughters and just to witness what just took place, and
that is expert.
Yeah, that is 100% what happened here. But
you know what? It's like, you know, they purposely put those in that cabinet, thinking, well, that's the one place they're not going to be able to get it.
No.
And she's all like, whatevs.
Watch me. I'm gonna get that cookie that you thought you hid above the refrigerator in the cabinet.
I love it. It reminds me of Kevin Hart when he was in our studio.
I know.
And he was talking about the fact that his wife would always put the cookies on top of the refrigerator and he'd have to go get a ladder to get them off. And he's like, why are you going to buy the cookies if ain't nobody can have the cookies?
Right. This little girl has a solution for that. Anyways.
She's getting it done.
Yeah. If you haven't hit follow on our Twitter, you should, because there's some pretty amazing content being posted here this morning at Ben and Kelly Show. All right, coming up next, it's a setting the bar story. These are always small examples, and I always say small, but they're really big examples.
Yeah, they're big.
What not to do? Setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. Listen, I'm almost certain that just about everybody within the sound of my voice has sped. You know, has sped in their car. Not gone the speed limit, you know?
You know what? The last time I was caught, I was super uber, like 9,000 weeks pregnant on my way to Tumbleweed.
Well,
and I think I was going 10 over.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was bad. I shouldn't have done that.
Right, right. You know, so if you can manage to make it through the day without, one, going 120 miles an hour in your car...
Wow.
But then blaming the reason you went that fast on a rap song, you're doing okay.
Yeah, the rap song didn't make you drive that fast. Sorry, that's not going to work.
Definitely did not. Richard used that excuse and this song.
That's not a fast song.
No.
It's kind of a slower tempo. How did that make you drive 120 miles an hour?
So the song's name is Ciento Viente, which means 120. So he said to police when he was pulled over, listen, I was listening to this song and it means 120, so I was driving 120.
Got it.
And I think what's more impressive is that he was doing it in a Volkswagen. And listen, I've owned a Volkswagen for a very long time, and That's impressive, sir.
You've never opened her up quite like that, though, have you?
No, I don't.
You haven't quite let her breathe level.
I don't think she would want to breathe at that level. So, anyways.
That's pretty dicey.
Yeah, he was arrested for fleeing from police, a felony, reckless driving, misdemeanor, released after posting the $6,500 bond. So,
Well, and again, that endangers anyone else that could be on the roads, okay? Let's not do that because of that reason.
Yeah, 120 miles an hour, like, the only place that is acceptable is at a racetrack and by professional drivers.
Exactly, who are just turning left.
Not Richard, who's listening to a rap song on the interstate.
No, Richard.
Yeah, so that's not how we do that. So, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without... blaming this song for driving 120 miles an hour in your Volkswagen, you're doing okay.
Shocking they didn't say, well, it's okay then.
Oh, sorry, Richard.
Oh,
we understand.
All right. Understandable.
You know what? Same. I'd have done the same thing.
No.
All right, that's setting the bar. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. You miss anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast at WDJX.com. Click listen. We were just talking about the story setting the bar where Richard was clocked going 120 in a 70. And he said, you know what? It was because I was listening to this rap song, Ciento Viente, which means 120. So we got a text from Haley that was like, when Top Gun came out, the movie Top Gun, my uncle had the soundtrack. My aunt had to take it away because he would speed whenever he would listen to it.
Oh my gosh. He's like, I feel the need.
The need for speed. He'd put on his leather gloves and be like, come on.
Yeah.
Come
on. Get jazzed up.
His aviator glasses.
Yes. Does he has goose?
That's funny.
In the side seat? Yeah.
Classic there. That's funny. All right. It's the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show here on 99.7 DJX. This hour, by the way, we've got a happenstance sort of meet cute sort of like stolen glance at a bus stop with missed connections on the way. We also have an update for you on a... listeners saga we've been following for almost a week.
We're all invested, and if she gets fired, I feel like we're all fired at this point.
I swear, I'm just gonna crumple up and throw everything away if that's the case.
I'm just gonna go home and I already am.
You're already.
But I'm just gonna start over.
All on the way. Hang on. So you know the Netflix show, The Queen's Gambit, right?
Sure, watched it.
Yeah, it was, you know, it's about chess, and it's about Beth Harmon, a fictitious character who grows up here in Kentucky, which is kind of a fun little anecdotal regional thing with the show.
She's from Lexington in the show, right?
Yeah, yeah. And so, it set records for Netflix, biggest scripted series in the history of Netflix. Received 2 Golden Globe nominations. And so everybody's all like, yo, season 2, right? Season 2. We need a season 2. Now,
do we? I don't know if we do with this one.
Well, you are thinking the same thing that the executive producer, William Horberg, is. And he said, hey, it's wonderful to know that people love the show where they want to spend more time with these characters. We never envisioned it that way. And he said,
okay, good.
Everyone is all happy the way the series ended. And so that's it. No series.
Yeah, I feel like there was nowhere else to go with that storyline.
No season 2.
And that is refreshing because most of the time in Hollywood, they're trying to make a buck in any way possible.
Yeah, right.
So they're remaking everything. They're making 50 movies in the franchise. So it's nice. It's refreshing that they're like, you know what? The story's good.
Yeah, it is. It's good. It kind of, I think it leaves it at a spot where, yes, you could take the show further if you wanted to, but I will agree with you and with the executive producer and say I think it wrapped it up pretty well there. If you haven't seen The Queen's Gambit, I will give it 2 thumbs up and say, you know what, it's probably one that you should take a look at some point.
And sometimes I really like the closure of one season.
Yeah. You know, it's just simple.
Like, that was good.
Yeah,
yeah, it is.
It's simple.
It was like that story is done.
All right.
Because you know what? When I read, I usually like to read the Chicken Soup for the Soul books because like each story is like 3 pages.
Yeah, and it's a start, a middle, and an ending.
And it's done.
Yeah,
and it's only 3 pages, and I'm like, all right, I feel accomplished.
Yeah. So we'll have to see. If it picks up any of the Golden Globes, which are going to be this Sunday, live in L.A. and in New York, split coast there, 99.7 DJX. All right, coming up next, a feel-good story for you.
This is one of those stories that I just want to tell you every single hour because it's that amazing.
All right.
And it's from right here.
Oh, good.
Some high school kids here in Kentucky.
That next, after 99.7 DJX and Dua Lipa. Every single hour we do this, Kelly K.
So, like I said, this is one of those stories that I wish that I could tell you just every single hour because it is amazing and should be on repeat. This is from Wave 3.
Okay.
It's about Breon Davis, junior basketball player from Moore High School, and what he decided to do during the game against Trinity on Saturday.
So he just had an act of kindness. I just felt like he needed a chance to score.
No doubt in his mind, Breon Davis, a junior basketball player for Moore High School, passed the ball to one of his opponents during their game at Trinity High School on Saturday.
Trinity had a guy on their team who just so happened to be the class president. Many colleges ahead of him to choose from, but he had an injury and hadn't got on the court at all this year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and so he kind of knew that, and that player, Vince, he attempted a three-point shot, missed it. Breon and two of his teammates were under the basket. Breon happened to get the rebound and passed it right back to Vince, who was kind of stunned for a second and then realized, because it was like the last couple of seconds, he's like, I got to make this layup.
Oh, my gosh.
And he did, and the crowd erupts, and it was just an amazing moment. Obviously caught on video and went viral for all the right reasons.
That is cool.
Yeah, and his coach said, you know what, it doesn't surprise me that he did that because he's got one of the biggest hearts on the team. He's very dedicated. He's been known to ride his bike in the cold just to get to practice.
Aww.
And I'll tell you, Vince was really, really happy that he did that, too. He said, you know, it's such a great feeling to get the bucket. 2 points in the incredible assist from Breon, Coach Sutton, and the Moore team. I can't thank them enough. It was just such an amazing sportsmanship moment. And here's the thing. There was a couple, an anonymous couple, that was so touched by what Breon did, gave him $500.
Oh, wow.
The coach presented to him at practice.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, Breon is a foster kid.
Oh.
And his coach said, if there's anybody in our community that's interested in foster care or adopting kids, why not Breon?
Oh, wow. Sounds like a great kid.
Just an amazing story. Like I said, it's just happy tears watching that going, oh my God. I made my son come over and said, look at what this kid did.
That's
this
cool.
is amazing. So yeah, and of course now I'm sure my coach is just like, hey, yeah, but let's not be passing to the other team all the time. This is a special situation. It's such a great story of sportsmanship. We'll tweet it out. And great story from Wave 3 at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, there you go. Feel good every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 EJX. All right, so if you've ever, like, in a situation where you're like, I don't necessarily know what to do here, and everybody that I ask is kind of too close to the situation, you can always send us a message. At Ben and Kelly Show, we'll toss it out to the group and get you some unbiased opinions on that. So, to recap, all right, Haley had moved here to Louisville last September when her husband got a new job, right? So, she had been working remotely since last March at her job, never told her boss she's no longer living in St. Louis. Now, he's all like, hey, guess what? Everybody gets to go back to work starting this week. And she didn't know how to tell him without losing her job. So then she tried to tell him, and he was busy and was kind of obviously agitated, according to her, and suggested they just meet up when she comes into the office this week, which was supposed to be yesterday. She said, okay.
So we're assuming she drove to St. Louis yesterday for a meeting.
Yeah. So, I mean, did I get all the main parts of the story?
I think you hit them all. Yeah, we were kind of thinking, all right, well, you got to tell them, like, this needs to be a conversation, not like a text message or an email. And maybe we just don't reference the timeline.
Yeah.
And kind of maybe make it feel like this kind of just came up.
Yeah.
You already moved, but it was quick. And oh, here's the situation.
All right. So we have an update. We got a message from Haley late last night. Hey, guys, where to start?
Oh, wow. I mean, with that kind of a start, I feel like I need snacks.
All right. I got a hotel and showed up for work Tuesday morning like nothing was out of the ordinary. What an opening sentence. When my boss and I met, I just told him that my husband got a job out of town. We moved, and I was working remotely from Kentucky. He had a lot of questions, and I don't think he quite understood what I had been doing and was kind of digging in to see if I was actually telling the truth.
Oh, wow.
I
can't believe you wouldn't tell me a big life development like this.
Yeah, and just probably just like peppering her with a bunch of questions like, hang on a second. So, like, you know, you're saying you no longer live here, but you live in two states away in Kentucky.
And you're still doing
the
job.
Still doing my job. Right, exactly. So after all that, she writes, he was very understanding and asked me if I wanted to continue working for the company.
Get out. Best case scenario right there. What a great boss.
I told him I did, and he said it shouldn't be a problem, that I was a valuable member of the team and he wanted to keep me.
Oh, look at that. Give her the anthem.
Yeah, that's pretty good right there. Yeah,
that's
we will.
Triumphant.
For sure.
That's what we were hoping for. See, she didn't need to be scared at all. She should have told him back September.
He then jokingly said, I'd have to bring him a bottle of Kentucky bourbon sometime. So.
Oh, there you go.
I gave him.
You suggested that.
I gave him the bottle of bourbon I brought with me. LOL.
There it is. She took your advice. You had thrown that out there like, hey, show up with some gifts, maybe some Kentucky bourbon. There you go. We didn't know if he was a drinker. He is. Oh, this
apparently
is great.
He is. Yeah. She says, thank you so much for the advice. You guys and your listeners are awesome. So, wow. Yeah. Best case scenario there for Haley. Where it does, it sounds like the company's going to make some exceptions for her. And
I'm so relieved.
Yeah, I mean,
like, I was really going to feel responsible if we got her fired, even though we wouldn't have been the ones
been
responsible.
Us.
It wasn't our choice, but
it wouldn't have been us. Great. Yeah. Vanny messages us and says, I need to know what's going on with her taxes since she should have been paying Kentucky taxes this entire time. She's been teleworking. Well, I mean, you know what? I'm going to let them figure that out. I'm not going to worry about it.
Yeah, those are details that we're not going to worry our little heads about.
I'm going to assume that she's just, making a trip over to HR and having, HR change her address and file in a different state. Because I'm telling you, it's like, we live on a border state, like half our listeners are in Indiana, half are in Kentucky. So, I there are situations where you're living in a different state than where you're working. So this is obviously
we'll let them work that
the
out.
Case. Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be fine.
I'm not going to get marred in the details for that. So
there's usually a grace period after you moved, get your license changed and all that kind of stuff.
Right. All right.
Just longer grace period.
And Stephanie messages us, bourbon for the win. You know what? There is always a situation where bourbon is the answer. So
it's always a kind gesture, I think, hopefully.
All right. Thank you, Haley, for giving us that update. And a good situation there with group therapy. Look at that. We did it. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. For those of you who are a fan of shows like Wipeout or American Ninja Warrior, know that the classic 1980s video game Frogger will become a competition show on NBC's streaming service Peacock.
Really?
Yeah.
How is that going to work?
So if you're not familiar with the game is purely you're just trying to get a frog across the screen, dodging traffic, across like a lake. Maybe there's logs that are floating in the river that you have to like try to jump across. So a bunch of different obstacles, right? And so these challenges for the game, if you're trying to like piece together in your head how it's all going to work, literally are going to have contestants dodging traffic.
What?
To leaping over snapping alligators.
Oh, wow.
To hopping over hippopotamuses.
What kind of release form are they going to have to sign? Like, what kind of waiver? Like, you can't sue us if you die doing this. Because,
it's going to have to be one of those sort of waivers for sure. They're also going to use, I guess, strategy and problem solving challenges, so it's not only going to be like physical, like jumping over hippos and trying to dodge traffic and stuff like that. So anyways,
are they gonna be dressed like frogs? That would be
hopefully
fun.
Hopefully, yeah. So
we're gonna call it Frogger. I feel like you have to,
right? I mean, 13 episodes, and it's gonna be on Peacock, so you're gonna get to watch it and see how it goes down. I obviously no word on whether or not there's gonna be a second season of this, but if you're a fan of like the American Ninja Warrior and like Wipeout and those type
of
shows.
Well, and Wipeout is back too. Yeah. Did you see that? John Cena and Nicole Byer are hosting that. I don't know where it's airing again, but I remember seeing it. I was like, oh my God, the big balls are back.
Big balls. Yeah, so who knows if this will have the same type of intensity, but I would imagine it does if you are literally dodging traffic and jumping over alligators.
I've already got a lot of anxiety about it.
All right, so Frogger there from the old Atari system is back on 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX. Kelly K.
The star of this story is a little mixed breed dog named Ash.
Okay.
That's literally the only person that we actually know in this story. We don't know Ash's human's name.
Not important.
Nope. But all we need to know is that Ash, the hero dog, stayed with his 33-year-old human in Italy for 7 days and nights in below freezing temperatures after he fell and broke his ankle.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So the climber was in the Italian Alps. They do this, I guess, every winter, take a little hike. It happened at about 2,300 feet up in the remote alpine foothills. So I guess he had slipped several meters into a canal, dragged himself with a broken ankle and other traumas as close to the creek water as possible. And that's how he managed to survive, thanks to the company of Ash. And here's the thing. He couldn't use a cell phone to call for help.
Right.
Because there wasn't a cell signal.
Okay.
And the climber's fiance reported them missing last Monday, so a helicopter rescue team ended up spotting them from the air when a search volunteer saw a thermal blanket.
Wow.
And they found him covered in leaves Thursday morning. He was thirsty and hungry, but okay, thanks to Ash, who kept him alive.
You know, they really should consider putting cell towers on the Alps.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
That would have solved all this.
That would have helped if they could just call and say, hey, I fell and I can't get up.
Yeah. All right.
You know?
No, that's good.
Or at least wear, like, climbers should wear like a life alert. Would that still work in the mountains? I'm not sure.
I love the story of Ash. I mean, dogs, man, we don't even deserve them.
They know. They know. They just kind of picked up. They knew he was in trouble. Like, I'm not going to leave you.
Yep.
So we'll tweet out that story at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right. Feel good. Do them every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Is there ever a time when you should lie to your spouse?
The easy answer is no.
I mean, your dog is even agreeing.
You angered the dog. So, like, no, this is not.
I put my foot down.
I am leaving, Mom. I don't feel comfortable with this conversation. I
know. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Sometimes you just don't know who to ask. So you come to us. You can always get to us on social media at Ben and Kelly Show or even on the website at WDGX.com. Just click on group therapy. Got a message from a listener. He says, hey guys, I need to know if I should have not been so honest with my wife. And I'm gonna pause there just to read a text message we received from Emily, who said, without even knowing what this issue is, if Kelly is on the fence, I'm 100% gonna say, don't tell them. Okay.
Thank you. Return. I love that she trusts my gut.
Right.
Because I think the women are going to have a certain opinion about this, because this is from a man.
All right.
This is a husband asking this question.
All right, continuing. Quick backstory. Before meeting and marrying my wife, I had many different romantic partners, mostly casual. However, I'm her first. We are in our first year of marriage. So during a conversation about our love life, I mentioned that I had been more physically attracted to past partners than I am to her.
God.
She, became visibly upset.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously.
Can yeah. We? All right. Yeah. There's not many wives that I know that would take that little fun fact well.
He continues, in the days since, she has stopped initiating any sort of intimacy and has asked if I just want an open marriage. I said no. I tried explaining that I'm attracted to her. It's just that the physical dimension of our relationship is less important to me than the emotional, intellectual, and spiritual connections that we share.
I mean, he thinks that's a compliment. But again, this is very painful for her to hear.
And truth be told, I've had some romantic relationships in the past with an explosive chemistry that my wife and I just lack.
Oh, my God.
I hope
he didn't tell her that part.
I thought it was just being honest and opening up, but my wife is clearly upset, and I don't know how to reassure her without lying to her. Did I overstep here? Should I have just lied?
Yeah, no, I feel like you just don't. I mean, because now that he has said that, it's out there. It's in her brain.
Okay.
It's implanted in her brain. Okay, that's going to be very difficult damage to undo. I mean, that's a huge hit to her confidence, to all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I completely understand where she's coming from. Like, how would you feel? That's devastating for a wife to hear that maybe you don't necessarily do it for your husband quite like you were hoping.
Well, here's the thing, too. Let's put the shoe on the other foot here. And if it's me and I'm having a conversation with my wife and she's all like, yeah, you know, I've had better lovers than you, physically more fit, more attractive than you, and
oh my
much more
God,
steamy.
Why would you ever say that?
I mean, I'd be like, oh. I mean, here's the honest truth of it all. I already know that's the case. I mean, I'm not the best, like most physique Adonis that, you know,
Benji,
in the world.
It doesn't matter. It's but how you fit with your wife. It's how
negative.
You guys are together, your chemistry that makes all the difference.
I know. But I'm just saying if the roles were reversed. We want to get to some of your comments as well. Here, 502-571-9970. We've fired some people up here. I don't know if we have so much as our listener here on 99.7 DJX who sent us a message just basically asking, should I have lied to my wife about my romantic past, we'll say.
And how I'm attracted to her, not as much as I have been in the past.
Well, I feel like he was like, there were others in my past who were more physically attractive to me than you are. However, we have emotional, intellectual, and spiritual connections that none of the others had.
Uh-huh, that's great. Okay. Doesn't help. Okay. Doesn't help what he said.
Okay.
Doesn't help erase it.
Okay.
Like that, Jetta says, he basically told her, like, the only way I could see salvaging this is to tell her the other relationships are so shallow that the physical part was all that mattered. And what the attraction is now is much more deep, and didn't realize there's a difference.
I feel like what he did was he's trying to put the toothpaste back into the tube, you know?
Yeah.
It's already out. And so they've only been married in a year. I don't know how long they had been together before that. He doesn't say. But I do want to get to a message from Will, who paints another side of the story. Will writes, no, he doesn't need to, and he shouldn't have to lie to his wife.
Oh, Will.
A marriage is built on trust, and she needs to know that he'll always tell her the truth. She's a big girl and should know that he had a past before her, but that past led him to her and where they are now.
Yeah, that's great. In theory, Will, here's the little fun fact, though, he could have left out. Everyone knows that you have a past, but you don't draw it in crayons for her. Say, that was really, she was fire. Yeah, no, we don't need to hear that part of the past. We also don't need to hear that you thought they were hotter than me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, I mean, wow. Yeah, so I don't know what...
Steph said the only hope is counseling.
Mm.
She said, I would be crushed if a man I loved said that to me. After I thought about it and came to my senses, I'd probably send him packing because the thought of him straying would be on my mind considering his attraction for me wasn't there.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's the thing is you can't unhear something like that. And now her confidence and trust in the marriage is like broken forever. You can't get that out of your brain. That will always be buried in the back of your brain.
I do enjoy reading all of the comments from guys on our Facebook feed. From Paul, what on earth were you thinking?
Yes.
Good luck moving forward to that.
Yeah.
And Dustin.
And it's not just a guy thing either. If women would say this to their husband, they would be just as hurt. If she said that to you, if your wife said that to you, Ben, you'd be just as hurt and crushed.
Oh, no. Yeah. I'd said that previously. I'm like, look, yeah. I already know that I wasn't the most physically, maybe I didn't have the physical body types of my wife's previous boyfriends. But, you know. Whatever.
What you are together
makes
you the hottest she's ever had.
Yeah, I am me. Dang it.
Yes.
So, anyways, I don't even know what to tell this guy. Like, yes.
Counseling.
Yes.
He has to go. They have to go to counseling so that maybe a counselor can translate his words in a way that won't be permanently damaging.
Right, right. To her.
To their marriage.
Right, for sure. I mean, so yes, he did overstep his boundary. He didn't necessarily maybe need to lie, but he didn't need to include all the detail maybe that he...
Well, no, you just don't need to share that part. The only thing that matters in a marriage is your connection with your wife.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else at that point matters.
Yeah. All right. If you want to read all the comments, you can because it is... pull up some popcorn and sit down because there's a lot of them. At Ben,
I got fired up as we went.
I know. Kelly's just on the keyboard just, I know. Replying to some of these on text.
Responding.
I know.
Like at first I was like, okay, I'm trying to want to give him the benefit of the doubt, but nope. Nope. No.
He will burn. All right. All right. At Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook and socials. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Sometimes you just maybe see the love of your life or maybe who you think is the love of your life sitting there waiting for the bus, but then the bus comes and she up and leaves and then you're gone forever. What do you do?
Oh, dang. Oh. Yeah, you didn't get her name or number.
What do you do? Well,
you go to the basement, do a little typey-typey.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections. Do you want to start at the bus stop?
Sure.
Why not?
It's big girl at bus bench, man for woman.
Wow, already we're descriptive.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Hi. I saw you last weekend waiting for the bus. I was in my car, stopped at a light, sitting there, and you caught my eye. You were sitting there very pregnant.
Oh, wow. Wait a second. You're going to look at a pregnant woman and automatically assume she's single?
Not sure why I thought this, but I wanted to get you double pregnant.
That's not a thing.
I don't think. I have twins, but I don't think that's how it works.
Yeah, I don't think that's how that worked either.
I hesitated for just a second, and the bus pulled up, and you got on and took off with my heart.
Oh, wow.
And your baby.
Yeah, that's in the belly. Sure, got it.
I thought you were real cute, and I thought you could use a ride sometime rather than take that bus or trying to walk with that big belly of yours. Smiley face.
Now listen, true story. When you get down to the wire, I've been there. It's kind of a waddle.
He's just looking out for her best interests.
Yeah, it was very nice.
I've never had a kid before, but my ex-employer thought I'd be good with them.
Wait a minute. Does that translate he doesn't have a job?
I guess so. I don't.
Okay.
Message me so we can hang out and go over baby names.
Oh, my God.
So he went from literally seeing her sitting at a bus stop, pregnant.
Assuming she's single.
Right. To picking out baby names with her.
That's a lot. That's 0 to 60 real fast.
That's quite a leap. It's Craigslist Missed Connections.
This one's Another Man for Woman, titled I Ran By You.
Oh, okay.
I'll try to put my dude voice. We never officially met, but you had dark hair, checkered shirt, walking near the park around lunchtime.
Okay.
I was the guy that took your purse.
Oh, my God.
I ran real fast.
Sure.
But when you screamed at me, I looked over my shoulder and thought, hey, you cute. In what? A frightened sort of way.
So he snatches her purse, looks back over his shoulder, and is like, oh.
She's kind of hot.
Okay.
I probably should have gotten her name. Well, you know what? If I look through the purse, I'll probably find her name. I didn't get far before the police found me with the stuff. But I did have enough time to jot down your license info.
Oh, that's scary.
Sucks that I'm in jail now for some other stuff, so no worries about me coming around anytime soon. Okay. But I will hit you up eventually. Just want to say I'm sorry. Maybe ask you out.
Oh, wow.
Hey, if you see this, will you send your email address to my friend, Dank Rob? I miss you.
Dank Rob has all the answers.
I think so. I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm trying not to be super scared and that maybe he's got a heart of gold somewhere buried underneath the rap sheet. I'm not sure.
A heart of gold and a purse snatcher.
Well.
Okay. So
I'm always trying to find the good in people, Ben.
You see the love of your life sitting at a bus stop, or maybe you're carrying her purse that you just took off of her shoulder.
The scene of a crime you committed.
It's Craigslist Missed Connections. So the question at the root of this is what you post on a paid website, should that have an effect on whether or not your kids can attend the school you want them to go to? So what do you know about OnlyFans, Kelly?
OnlyFans. Is that kind of a place where celebrities post really racy stuff?
Well, it's kind of turned into...
And you have to pay to see it?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of turned into that, but it was basically originated for, hey, if you want to see some extra content... then
okay, for like super fans, you can pay to get access to the stuff to your favorite celebrities.
Right, some extra like bonus feature content, and it ranges in price per month, you know, based on who you are. And so then normal people have started doing this and have started, yeah, like you said, kind of posting more racy, more skin things like that, and have been earning a living. Now this woman known as Mrs. Poindexter out of California, she just she apparently had an OnlyFans account that was raking in about $150,000 a month for her.
A month?
Yeah.
What in the world was she showing?
They wanted my kids removed from school.
Yeah, and so that is her talking to the news about how her kids then told the family, or the principal told the family, that they're no longer welcome at the elementary school, and literally barred them, her and her husband, from picking up the kids' belongings.
And they were successful in the very end. You're taking these innocent children and you're punishing them for something that you don't agree with.
Yeah, so that is her, and that is her talking to, now we don't have necessarily the school side of this, but man, like, because OnlyFans, you got to pay a subscription. Like,
right. So that it's not like it's just out there for everybody to see. Also, I feel like this would be different if it were a teacher with the school, but it's just a parent.
This is a parent that has kids at the school that has an OnlyFans account that is raking in $150,000 a month.
Okay. So here's my next question. How in the world did the school find out about it unless somebody is paying for that content?
Exactly. So she continues.
Who's going to want to come see like an average mom? Crystal Jackson, known as Mrs. Poindexter Online, quickly learned hundreds of thousands of people want to see just that. She was shocked at how quickly her Hot Mom OnlyFans account grew.
Yeah, it grew, that from KOVR, and it's because she said parents that, you know, it's like you're not going to earn any money if you don't promote it, right? Like, you're not just going to put it up there and then just think that people are going to find you. So I'm sure that she was promoting it in some way. But then people in her neighborhood started, like, you know, gossip, gossip, gossip. Oh, hey, you hear what Crystal's doing? She's got an OnlyFans account. And then, you know, they're creating user accounts and they're paying the, you know, the fee to see her. And then they're screenshotting this content and this content is supposed to. And so, I mean, it's, I guess according to OnlyFans, and I don't have an OnlyFans account. I mean, let's be patient. I don't know exactly, like, but apparently that it's copyrighted because all that content is supposed to be only viewed on OnlyFans. And so people are
paid subscriptors.
Yeah.
Subscriptions.
Mm-hmm. And people are screenshotting it and sending it around the neighborhood.
Yeah,
and
just putting her on blast.
And of course, this gets to the school and the school's like, yep, your kids aren't allowed here anymore.
Oh, gosh.
Because this content goes against our values. So it's like, man.
I mean, I get both sides. I honestly do. I don't agree at all with what she's doing. But my gosh, $150,000 a month? Dang. I don't know. That's a lot of money. But what are you doing? I don't know. I feel weird and awkward about it because, like, I would never, and I don't agree. However, it's like, I feel like her poor kids are being punished.
Yeah.
For something she's deciding to do.
Yeah.
And now I feel like she's, you know, homeschool is going to be the only option.
Well, she's looking at a school, transferring her kids to a school that doesn't have an issue with what she does. And, you know, it kind of goes back to, all right, does your job jeopardize what your kids can and can't do? Which is,
listen, my kids are at a Christian school, all right? There are many things we bring up on the show that make me sweat.
Well,
is this going to be the day they kick me out?
I mean, I think we're lucky, though, that you know, that's not that type of place, I guess. I don't know.
No, absolutely. They're
right,
great.
Right. So,
they're fantastic.
But, you know, I'm sitting there reading it. I'm like, $150,000 a month.
I know.
And now it's probably.
What is she doing?
And listen.
What is the magic formula for that?
Now, listen. We've been talking about it. It's got picked up nationwide. She's probably at $250,000 a month.
Probably.
Think of all the new subscribers she's got from people.
I don't know how to feel about it.
For people just going, I wonder what she's all about. Maybe I'll just sign up here and see.
What kind of people do we have in this country where they're like going to pay to look at some random hot mom online? That is with people. Listen,
you know what?
We need new hobbies. We do.
So, yeah, we'll tweet the story out. You can kind of research it yourself and see. But, yeah, I saw that and I was like, man, I don't know about, like now you're punishing the kids for something that she's doing. I say privately, but it's on the internet. And it's like, what do we tell every single intern that we've ever had?
Mm-hmm. It can follow you. Whatever you put
you
on social media, whatever you put out there can follow you.
On social media, regardless of whether it's supposed to be disappearing, like Snapchat or like, you know, stories or whatever.
And I just wonder, did she ever stop to think, she's a mom, did she ever stop to think, ooh, what if people that I know, that know my kids, you know, find this?
I mean, but when you start seeing those zeros in your bank account, like the dollar bills, then maybe her thoughts get a little bit clouded by the dollar bills in her eyes, you know?
Yeah, she's just like, you know what? I'll just do it for a little bit, and then I'll quit.
Yeah.
I'll make a big pile of cash, I'll hit it and quit it, and get out.
All right, anyway.
Go get a regular job.
If you want to see the story we're talking about, at Ben and Kelly Show, I gotta be honest, just perusing the comments on our group therapy that we had posted last hour is a lot.
It exploded.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to kind of see what everyone's talking about regarding this guy who'd sent us a message, and I mean, I'm going to try to capture it all in like one sentence. He told his new wife that he was more attracted romantically, physically to some of his previous lovers as opposed to her.
And she waited for him like he is her first.
Yeah, but he had a deeper connection with her emotionally, intellectually, and spiritually, but it was too late at that point, I feel like.
Exactly. It's like, that's great and all, but you just basically called me not hot.
Yeah, and so, and there are a lot of, there's some great comments, and, you know, I mean, there's even, you know, comments – from guys that are like, I think some of these people didn't read the whole thing. He's basically saying he has a deeper and more meaningful connection with his wife than the other relationships he's had where there were only or mostly only based on sexual chemistry. And with his wife, it's much more than that. And so,
yeah, in his mind, he thinks that that's a compliment. But again, he's just basically telling her she's not as attractive as some in his past.
Yeah.
And that is painful to hear. Like, that does a number on your confidence. And for example, we got one of the comments on Facebook. My ex-husband said almost the identical same thing to me. Mm. It honestly affected our marriage. I never felt good enough or attractive enough after that conversation. It's actually affected me for the rest of my life, even after our divorce. I have never felt pretty after that conversation.
Oh, geez. That's tough to hear.
Yeah, that's the hard part. It's like, you know, there are just, he should have... And someone else mentioned, hey, if she asked the question, then she should be prepared for
the
honesty.
Answer. Yeah.
But on at the same side of that, you know, I think he should have known what to say and then what to not say.
Well, it doesn't sound
just
like
kind of dodge the question and go into why you love her.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like he did. But yeah, I don't know if we'll get an update from him or not. But yeah, you can kind of catch yourself up. You can actually hear the original conversation at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook there, and you can kind of read some of the comments and then you know let yours be known if you want to at Ben.
Yeah, I guess
Kelly
he
Show.
he just didn't realize how mean it sounded.
Yeah, a lot of people are like, I mean, this is where the men are from Mars, women are from Venus things. Like he's saying things that he thinks are good, but she's hearing something completely different.
100%.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, if you missed anything from the show, as always, you can catch up on the podcast at Ben and Kelly Show or WDGX.com. Click listen. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode only on 99.7 DJX.